And now it's time for Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score.
Goal, 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 golazo!
Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 104.3 The Score. And it feels like you score a goal when you listen to the show. Hanging out overnights. Of course, day one of free agency, the opening tampering period is here. And the Bears made quite a few signings. Of course, the recap for those of you that have been asleep for the last little bitsies. Bears adding Devin Bush on a three-year, $30 million deal, 21 of it guaranteed. He comes over from the Cleveland Browns by way of the Steelers, being drafted by the Steelers, 10th overall. Kobe Bryant agreed to a three-year, $40 million deal, 25 and three-quarters of that guaranteed. From the Indianapolis Colts, Neville Gallimore comes over on a two-year, $12 million deal. And then the Bears re-sign some of their own. Case Keenum comes back, 2 years, five and a half. Could max out at eight, depending on playing time. Braxton Jones returns on a one-year deal that could go up to $10 million. DeMarco Jackson, I always just think of him as the jump-on-the-pile guy. That's it. Like, that's where I go immediately. 2 years, $7.5 million. And then, of course, they made the trade earlier for Garrett Bradbury from the Patriots after Drew Dahlman retired. So a lot of moves. Curious your thoughts. Again, phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. Favorite move of them? Or did it even – or was it nothing for you? You know, the Bears fans have been locked in, feeling like we must get the best. Bears fans think we must get the best player available. We must improve the team in one offseason. And you've seen the Bears kind of, you know, chip away at it, add to it. And now they're just in a different position where, you know, they're being asked doing something else. And that's plugging holes so that dollars can be allocated, you know, in different areas. And that could come via the trade, as Bradbury was there, or, you know, via free agency. And then we got the draft as well. Now, Brad Biggs, who will be on a little earlier or later, excuse me, I'm on till 5 o'clock. It's when Dustin Rhodes comes on with the pregame show. Molly and Hawk come on after. Bruce Levine's going to be on at 9:25. Mike Florio at 9. Coach Wonstead at 8:25. Then Brad Biggs at 7. And Brad Biggs was on yesterday. And, you know, speaking of how the team can affect their squad and roster makeup, not only via free agency, but Brad Biggs talked about how, you know, maybe via the trade, there's some names out there that are interesting.
Like Howie Roseman would probably take calls on anyone. That's because he's Howie Roseman, right? So, like, there's a difference between Howie answering his phone or returning a text message and making a player available on the open market, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would make no sense for the Eagles to trade Jalen Carter this year for sure, right? Like, what would the motivation be? He's owed, what is he? He's getting like the same amount as Darnell Wright this year. He's getting like $3.7 or $3.8 million. So you convinced Vic Fangio to return as defensive coordinator. You've swapped out offensive coordinators. There's pressure to win. Like few other places in the National Football League, there's pressure to win. And you're going to trade Jalen Carter? I don't think that makes a whole lot of sense. If they were, you'd certainly want to investigate it. But you know, they don't have to pay him this year, really. So why would they trade him?
Yeah. I mean, it's a great point that Brad Biggs is making when you're thinking about the Philadelphia Eagles. But again, Howie Roseman is dealing with the same thing that Ryan Poles will have to deal with for the next couple of seasons. And that if once your team becomes competitive, every offseason you are tasked with recreating a competitive squad with different parameters because your dollars have gone to different places.
Or your center retires.
Or your center retires. Or in this case, Jalen Carter, becomes a nuisance, that's going to, or not a nuisance, I don't want to just throw that out there, but may want too many dollars. And so you have to move on for him or try to get something in return as a result. But again, that's what the Bears are faced with right now, whether it's trade, free agency, or the upcoming draft. Still have some holes to fill, and it's going to be interesting to see how Ryan Poles attacks it. But let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you and taking your thoughts on what this free agency classes look like and just, you know, around the NFL, what you've been thinking. Let's go to Allen out in Loves Park. Allen, now you and I had a healthy conversation about your trade request. So what do you think
we
about
it? I want to give you a mea culpa. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm sorry to you, all your listeners, to put you through such a strategy. So I apologize.
No, Allen, don't be silly, dude. You are a fan. And just like us Bears.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, you're a fan. And just listen, Allen, I know you're a Packers fan. But if you were to know how much we overvalue players here in Chicago, then you wouldn't think that your take was that far off. You know, we tend to think that we have Super Bowl caliber players at every position. So it's no different for you thinking Malik Willis could have got you Max Crosby. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Hey, you know, I've moved to Illinois about 35 years ago, and I've been listening to the Score ever since. So, as a Packer fan, I don't get much Packer information down here. I know more about the Bears because of the Score than I do about the Packers. So,
well, sometimes you got to keep your enemies close, you know.
Right.
So you just, that's how you're doing a little recognizance over here. You know, there's some people that listen. There's a lot of Packers fans that listen to the Score just to hear what we're saying about you know, ourselves.
That's right.
That's
exactly right. It's so great to hear you.
Thank you, Allen.
Are you going to be on this hours going forward?
You know, just a couple days a week. You know, Allen, it's as much as my heart can hold. You know, you got to remember, okay. Les was built. They don't make them like Les anymore. Let's be very clear.
I know.
He's from a different era. All right.
So I was there.
He was cool, and I appreciate it.
Of course, Allen. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you. 312-644-6767. Now that right there is an example of a real man. You know, granted, he's a Packers fan, but that Allen is a real man. Allen called up the show last time and was like, Gabe, I got an idea. What if the Packers trade Malik Willis for Max Crosby? And I said, excuse me? What did you say? And he's like, yeah. Malik Willis is great, man. And I was like, hey, I'm not here to judge, but everybody listening to you right now is not thinking this is a good thing. And people called in and were saying, but for Allen to have the cojones to call back and say, I was tripping, don't know what I was thinking, that is a real man right there. Because you know what? Not enough men apologize. I saw this on what was I watching? Tim Hardaway was on a podcast. And the younger guy was saying that Chris Paul was better than Penny Hardaway. And Tim Hardaway was like, what? Penny Hardaway better than or not as good as Chris Paul? And the young guy stood 10 toes on it. And the comments, the big narrative was that in 2026 we're teaching our men to stand, you know, their ground on their opinions even when they're that wrong, you know, looking stupid. That instead of apologizing or saying, hey, you know what, I was wrong. That's a wild take. I don't know why I said that. And Allen comes on the show and does a fantastic job of leading by example in that sense. Maybe I need to pull off a couple moves like that. All right, it's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you again all the way till 5 o'clock. Phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. So much going on in the NFL. Players going everywhere. One of the most shocking ones to me was Mike Evans to the Niners. Like, that one just didn't sit right. A different kind of red. And people were complaining about the move. Like, why? That's not what the Niners need to focus on. What? Who can't use a Mike Evans? Did you see their wide receiver room last year? Ricky Pearsall barely got on the field. They're dealing with, oh my gosh, it's just a terrible wide receiver room. So that one kind of struck me. I mean, but hey, man, when you're Mike Evans, you just, you get paid off of your name. kind of works that way. I think outside of that, everything else seemed pretty much on brand as to where people were going. But to me, those were the ones that really stood out in that situation. I want to play a couple more cuts for you. I think that, you know, obviously the score yesterday did such a great job, whether it was Ben Solak, Jim Mueller, just covering the moves that the Bears had made. Peter Bursich jumped on to talk about the center position for the Chicago Bears. And I think, you know, we've gotten information, but, you know, to hear from him directly was really important. And he was on with Spiegel and Holmes yesterday talking about Garrett Bradbury, the center that Ryan Poles traded for from the New England Patriots. And he mentioned specifically Garrett Bradbury's health. And I want you to really pay attention to what he said specifically about the new Bears center.
First and foremost, you're getting a great guy and a great teammate. Garrett Bradbury was always awesome with everyone. He is a very, very good athlete. It's a story as old as time, where you have an undersized lineman who needs to find a spot, so you put him at center because he's athletic. And that's kind of what Garrett Bradbury is. He's a very, very good athlete, unbelievable on the screens and those kinds of things. The only concern I think that Bears fans should have with Bradbury is just his health and his ability to stay healthy. He's not a road grader. He's not going to be moving guys by himself, I think, off the line of scrimmage, especially with the size of defensive linemen these days. He'll benefit from having two very strong guards on either side. So whether or not that's the case with Jackson and everything else, we'll see. But his play will be directly tied to how healthy he is. I know he had some issues health-wise toward the end of his career. Looks like he was just fine with New England. I think you guys will have a pretty good football player. He's very experienced, very smart. I know you guys talk a lot about Caleb Williams and the effect of maybe having a rookie center, and will that slow his progress as development as a quarterback? Well, you got yourself a very smart veteran center who will definitely be able to help him along the way.
Pete Bursich is the goods. I've had the chance to interview him several times. He just, you know, very well-versed, understands what's going on up there in Minnesota. And, of course, Bradbury played for them for his first few seasons in the league. So Pete had a chance to call his games and really, again, see him up close and personal. He also talked about, when it comes to Bradbury, what his impact will be on Caleb Williams. Take a listen to this.
Whenever you get thrown into battle and you have, like the Pastrnak, or you have any of those rookies or the young guys in there, the more that offensive line, particularly the center, can take on, the better. Setting the fronts, making sure the protection, that side of it's taken care of, so the quarterback doesn't have to worry as much about it, doesn't have to be that involved. So that's definitely a steadying effect. I think, you know, Caleb going into his third season, hopefully he'll start picking up on some of that for you guys. But yeah, Bradbury, he's seen it all. Right, being a center in this league for as long as he has, playing a season in the AFC. I mean, he's seen about every front and coverage you can get. So definite experienced player there in that regard, and he'll be great for that.
Pete Bursich talking to Spiegel and Holmes yesterday about Garrett Bradbury, what he's going to do for the Chicago Bears, and, you know, what kind of player they're getting. Pete calls games for the Vikings. And obviously, he's very familiar with Garrett Bradbury, and he brings up some great points. And I think when the Bears were trying to assess how they were going to handle the retirement of Drew Dahlman, it's not often that you get a rookie center that steps in and plays at the high level that you wanted to play at. And so that's why they went out and got Drew Dahlman last year. And Garrett Bradbury, they both were in the same free agency cycle, both signed 2-year deals. So they're very familiar with Bradbury. I'm sure they scouted him heavily last year when they were looking for a center, and to see that he was available. And now I pose the question, you know, why is Garrett Bradbury, after signing a 2-year deal similar to Drew Dahlman, not dollar-wise, but the 2-year deal itself, why is he available for the Patriots? Why are they so quick to move on from him? That should be the red flag. But when you take a deeper dive into the Patriots' offensive line, And granted, wasn't necessarily their strong suit. We saw that in the Super Bowl. But they drafted a center out of Georgia in the third round last year. Someone who was going to, you know, potentially come in and compete for the job. So obviously they feel very comfortable in him, with him. And they have interior a handful of interior young interior linemen that could take on the role as well. So when trying to just save a couple of dollars, that's what it ends up boiling down to. So the Bears become the beneficiary as a result of the riches, so to speak, that the Patriots have in the interior. And as a result, Pete Bursich lets you know he's going to do a great job for Caleb Williams. But curious your thoughts, not only about Bradberry and what the Bears have done on the offensive line, but their free agency so far. That's why we're here today, right? Talking about the moves that the Bears have made. So phone lines are open. Curious what your thoughts are on the guys that they've gotten so far. Is it enough for you? Do you feel like they should have gone a bit bigger? And what do you want to see from the Bears moving forward? Not only in free agency, but also the draft. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez taking your calls on the other side right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 104.3 The Score.
Appreciate you checking in. I totally disagree with you. You totally disagree with me. That's fine. We don't want anybody to totally agree with everything we say. That would be kind of boring after a while. But I will take Jim McMahon and the 85 Bears over the current Bears top to bottom. That's not even close. And when everybody says get over the 85 Bears, how about no? I'm not going to get over the 85 Bears. I am going to, as long as I can breathe and I'm above ground, I'm going to talk about that team. Because for 1 year, that was as good a team as there were.
Let's get back to more Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score.
And Les, don't you worry, as we have breath in our body, we will continue to talk about the 85 Bears. That is for certain. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here, 104.3 The Score. Hanging out till 5 o'clock. Got more than a half an hour. Still taking your phone calls. Phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. 5 o'clock is going to hand it over to Dustin Rhodes for the pregame show, who will then in turn begin producing duties for Mully and Hall, who today they got themselves a show. Pick six is always at 6 o'clock. That is, you know, when you think about all the clips you see on social media, majority of them come from the pick six, right? It's an opportunity to rant about, you know, your true feelings and, more importantly, uninterrupted. So you get some thoughts out. 6 o'clock, make sure you check that out. 7 o'clock, Brad Biggs comes on. Of course, he was on yesterday, but that was before a lot of the signings happened. So he'll give you his fresh take on all things Chicago Bears at 7. Coach Wonstadt, Wonnie, jumps on at 8:25. Always has a unique perspective on the Chicago Bears. How can he not, as a former head coach of the team? And he can kind of give you insight into the direction of the squad, what he thinks, best guess as to what they'll be doing next. Mike Florio, of course, NFL guru, is always in the weeds when it comes to what is happening in the NFL. He'll have some insight with the fellas at 9 o'clock. And then Bruce Levine, 9:25, gets an opportunity to hang out with the fellas and chat a little baseball. And baseball's been going crazy. You heard Aaron Judge. You got the Aaron Judge clip up? Listen to this clip of Aaron Judge talking about the atmosphere at the World Baseball Classic.
It's playoff baseball in March. You know, that's what it's all about. It's a little March Madness here. And I love it. The fans came with it today. This was a fun atmosphere, exciting atmosphere. The boys are ready to go. You got Paul Skenes on the mound who was doing his thing. And, you know, when Mexico started getting going there, you know, this place got pretty rowdy. But the boys stayed locked in and delivered a win.
What a team. When you're looking at that lineup, it's just like, oh, my God. How are you supposed to out-hit Team USA? I mean, Team Venezuela and Team Dominican have something to say about that. But, damn, I love it, though. I love – listen, because when you're looking at every respective sports fan base, right, like, you know, football, crazy, rabid, drunk fans, they know their stuff. But, like, baseball fans – they're a different kind. Like, these guys bring a scorecard to a game and keep it, even though it's online and even though it's in, like, they still want their own little scorecard. Like, there's a different breed of people, baseball Dude, fans.
Pat Hughes has his own brand of scorecards.
As he should.
Yeah. Like him and I think I forget who else shares them. But yeah, is that the, like, half the league is the, like, they use Pat Hughes' scorecard.
Oh, half the league does?
Yeah, everyone, like, asks him for copies. He has, like, someone else is making copies for him.
So you're telling me that the signed Pat Hughes scorecard from the World Series that I have is a Pat Hughes branded scorecard?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Pat Hughes branded, but that's like his designed, laid
right,
out
that's what I'm saying.
Score, yeah, yeah, scorecard. Yeah, yeah, that's Pat Hughes style.
Cut from a different cloth is what I'd say. And so I think where, you know, we in the States, we watch baseball and we're like, ah, people are there. It's summertime. They're doing some stuff, you know. Ah. I'm saying like in an average ballpark is what I'm saying. Where, so if you're let's see, if you're Paul Skeens, you're like, I'm not used to playing in a crazy environment so too often, but you go play in the World Baseball Classic and you get reminded quickly. It becomes that you know, little league atmosphere where the parents are rowdy in the stands, and you know, one team's louder than the other, and you're the quiet team and you're the loud, like, it's intense. And I love the fact that, you know, Team USA is feeling it, because I know it'll move in and carry over into the season. But you know what's dominating the season right now? Of course, free agency. It's open. Bears have made some moves. And of course, names that you should get familiar with. Devin Bush comes over from the Cleveland Browns, signs a 3-year, $30 million deal. 21 of it's guaranteed. Kobe Bryant comes over from the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks. 3 years, $40 million, 25 and three quarters of that is guaranteed. From the Indianapolis Colts, Neville Gallimore. 2 year, $12 million. Comes, tries to be another body as a rotational piece, filling in for Andrew Billings right there on the up the middle. And then the Bears re-sign some of their own players. Case Keenum comes back on a 2-year, $5.5 million deal. Max value of 8, depending on, obviously, if Tyson Pagent gets traded and he plays some more snaps. Braxton Jones comes back. Shocking at how little his contract is for. When you look at all the offensive linemen out there, majority of them getting big deals, at least especially if you're playing left tackle. Braxton Jones gets a 1-year, $5 million deal that goes up to 10 in the event. DeMarco Jackson re-signs 2 years, $7.5 million. It's a good one. Daniel Hardy comes back as well for the Chicago Bears, a key component on that special teams. But you see what they're doing with Devin Bush and Kobe Bryant, right? Younger, a little younger, a little quicker. You heard Ben Skolick talking about, you know, Allen wanting safeties that are interchangeable, guys that can play multiple positions. And you've even heard rumblings that, you know, maybe Devin Bush will be the off-ball linebacker, and then they might move T.J. Edwards to play the middle linebacker position. So there's a lot of moving pieces and still a lot of work to do for the Chicago Bears, and that's why we're taking your calls. 312-644-6767. Thoughts on, of course, free agency, maybe where the Bears have hit, where they've missed. Let's go out to Brian in Rosemont. Brian, what are your thoughts on this free agency so far for the Chicago Bears?
Poop, 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 poop. Not happy. Not poop. Happy at all.
Poop is a way to put it. You must have kids.
I don't know, man. Me and my brother, old school carpenters, thinking, you know, 85 Bears, watch the 85 Bears, thinking of defense. What is the same thing? Every year, the Bears get beat on a giant deep pass from a quarterback that's just got all the time in the world. The Packers signed Parsons. You could answer back and get Crosby, dude. The guy would be a god in Chicago. He would own Chicago. That's what Bears fans need. Someone, the guy is a beast. I would have gave up 2 first-round picks in a heartbeat any year. I don't care, man. You can't pass on someone
why do you
like
think
that.
They, why do you think they excited. Did? Why do you think they did, Brian? Right? When you're looking at the Bears, and obviously they did. They couldn't pull the trigger or couldn't raise the
price. I think it's like the same thing with like all these Chicago teams. Oh, yeah, you're talking, you're going to get Harper and you're going to get Otani or these big names. It's just, I don't know, man. like we don't have the money, these billionaire owners. I don't get it, man. And then you got someone that's a fan-owned Packers. They can go and get Parsons. I mean, and we can't get Crosby. I don't get it. I'm not happy with our pickups. It's like the same thing every year. Okay, well, this guy retired. Let's fill in a spot here, and maybe everyone will be happy. Man, if Crosby would have been a game changer. Oh, my
Brian,
God.
Brian, what are you going to do if the Green Bay Packers get Hendrickson to pair alongside Micah Parsons? Because that's still a possibility.
No, you said it right there. You just put it out in the air. I get my hair standing up my neck because I could feel it happening. I could feel it. Man, yeah.
I mean,
I don't know, man.
It's a possibility, right? They have dollars.
Oh, it is, man. I just feel like the Bears draft day. Okay, let's get that lady Debbie Downer from Saturday Night Live. Wah, wah, wah. No, we could have had Parsons. Nah, let's pass him. Miles Garrett, no way. He wants too much. I don't care, man. You get someone like that, it changes everything. I mean, that's what I think of the Bears. Someone like that, that madman running around, man. He would have been as big as Urlacher, if not bigger.
Of course.
I really believe that.
And he would have been homies with Caleb Williams. You know, they're hanging out.
Oh, man, dude. You know, man, it makes me sick.
They would have been out.
Baltimore, it's great for him to get his contract in Baltimore, but I think he's not going to stand out. Like, man, he would have been walking on clouds out here, man. It's so butthurt about that.
Of course.
I really am.
I mean, could you imagine Max Crosby and Caleb Williams at Bub City in Rosemont? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, that's what I'm saying, man. All I keep picturing is
Adobe Gila's dancing on the bar.
Open. Yeah, all I can see is, Jordan Love scrambling around again for 3 minutes. He'll just heave it down the field. You got Crosby, man. He's going to be up his butt. Oh, my God. Every year, Montez Sweat, he'll be the answer. Nah,
so
dude.
So, Brian, you're telling me you don't believe in Dio Odengbo. You don't believe in who the Bears got right now currently. That's what you're telling me.
No, I don't. Oh, my God. Me and my brother are so freaking butthurt about it. Like, it's just the same thing. I feel like it's a broken record every year. Yeah. I would have cared. I would have gave up draft picks. I would have gave up two first rounders in a heartbeat for that guy.
Well, hopefully.
How many times do we draft people and they fall by the wayside? It happens. Someone like that is stabbed. That guy is just a beast, man. What a mistake. That was colossal.
Brian, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for the call. It's really a tricky situation to be in because you hear Brian saying, I would have given up the two first-round picks. They don't necessarily pan out. But on the opposite side of the coin, you hear people saying two first-round picks is too much. Those could be two potential studs on the team. You know, you don't want to mortgage the future. Somebody called in earlier today, said, look at Khalil Mack trade. Look at the Jay Cutler trade. And I believe their quote was, how many Super Bowls came as a result of that? But it's a good argument. It's a fair one. It's a fair one because, again, you're not sure when those things are going to work out and when they're not. You don't know Michael Parsons is going to get hurt at the tail end of the season. It's not what you're hoping for. Let's go back out to the phones. Let's go to Teddy out in Elgin. Teddy, you got something to say to Brian and Rosemont?
Yeah, I was going to say, we need to make a trade.
All right, what's the trade?
We'll trade Kevin Warren for commissioner over what's his name?
You talking about the commissioner of the NFL?
Yeah, what's his name?
Roger Goodell?
Oh, yeah, Roger Goodell.
You want
to? We'll give you Roger the Goodell. We'll give you.
Did you? Teddy, fall asleep, bro? Teddy, did you fall asleep in the middle of your sentence?
We give you Kevin Warren for Roger Goodell, and the Bears get the contemporary picks. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, my bad. Hey, Sean, yeah. Sean.
Yeah.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
That was great. Somebody called in earlier, actually, Teddy, and said that very same thing, that if Kevin Warren becomes the commissioner of the NFL, you know, would the Bears should be able to get compensatory picks in that sense. Oh, that was the call of the day right there. That was my favorite. So did you fall asleep in the middle of your sentences? Shout out Teddy, man. I love my night owls, bro.
Teddy was on it, man.
Teddy was there. He brings up a good point. He's talking about, here, Teddy, let me clear it up for you. Ian Cunningham, Bears don't get the picks. NFL comes out with the big statement. 15 teams get picks, which is crazy. 15 teams have gotten picks, and the Bears aren't one of them. And so the ruling is terrible. But as a result, some people are saying, and I don't know, is this a thing that I'm not familiar with, that everybody's talking about Kevin Warren becoming the commissioner?
No, Bears, this is something someone invented. Yeah, no, I understand.
The two people invented it, though. That's wild.
That's crazy. They came up with the same idea. No, it's not a thing.
No, I know. Remember, because I said earlier, I said if Kevin Warren becomes the commissioner, do the Bears get the number one pick in the draft? That's what I said.
I mean, that's a steal. Oh, I'd make that trade a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, what I was saying was, and, you know, I try to be a nice person, but I don't think many Bears fans would be behind that. Bears fans would be like, what? This guy's taking 6 years to build my stadium? And you wanted to be the commissioner of the league? Like, what are we talking about? But, you know, it's neither here nor there in those situations. Oh, man, that one got me right there. That one sent me for a little bit. That was, because I was, you know what it is? As a host, I am so locked in. Like, I have my Google Doc open. I'm, like, taking notes. I'm making sure I'm listening to what you're saying. I want to answer your questions because I know people go on small rants. So I was locked in to Teddy. And then he fell asleep in the middle of his sentence, and it kind of threw me off. Didn't know what he was saying. I want to trade Kevin Warren for the commissioner, Roger Goodell. It was throwing me off. I just couldn't pick it up. All right, the good news is we have some time for some more calls. All right, phone lines are open, but don't forget, 5 o'clock, handing it over to Dustin Rhodes, who will in turn hand it over to Mully and Hall. They got Brad Biggs at 7, Wonstad at 8:25, Mike Florio at 9, and Bruce Levine at 9:25. But you are next on the other side. Thoughts about Bears free agency, and maybe thoughts on trading Kevin Warren for Roger Goodell. It's all open and on the table. 312-644-6767. Your call's next. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on The Score.
Fourth and goal. Cowboys have to have it. Prescott.
Let's get back to more Gabe Ramirez on 104.3 The Score.
Phone lines are open, 312-644-6767, if you want to get some final thoughts in. That was Tremaine Edmonds, newest member of the New York Football Giants, going to be playing with Mr. Harbaugh. It's going to be interesting. That's going to be a team that's going to be playing some good football pretty soon. You would hope. I mean, the coach should be able to turn things around. We saw here in Chicago with Ben Johnson. You know, a little free agency, can get you started on the right foot. They signed Isaiah Likely, somebody that Harbaugh is very familiar with. Obviously thinks he can be a big factor in New York. Then, of course, Tremaine Edmonds. So they're spending their dollars, you know. They just got to get that QB situation figured out, and I'm sure they will. In the meantime, the Bears still got some work to do, but, you know, they definitely made some strides in the additions they made so far. Kobe Bryant, Neville Gallimore, and, of course, Devin Bush. Just big names. Big names. I made a joke on the Chicago lead. I was like, I just don't trust the guy whose number is 30. It's making me feel weird. I know. It's like... You know, when you're on live TV, it's just like, you're just saying whatever you want. And David Hall is just looking at me, smirking at me. He's like, what is this guy talking about numbers and jerseys? We're talking about actual statistics, Gabe. And I'm like, yeah, but be an adult. get a number in the 50s like most linebackers. He's throwing me off with this 30.
Be an adult.
I said, you know what I said on the show? Live TV, Sean. I said, what is he, a fullback? You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. Devin Bush even sounds like a fullback wearing number 30, but he's going to make a bigger impact on this team than I think we're anticipating. You know, we Bears fans, we saw the drop-off. When Tremaine went down, when TJ went down, it's no shade at Ruben Hippolyte, no shade at Noah Sewell, no shade at DeMarco Jackson, who the Bears re-signed. But you saw the drop-off. And I think, you know, we hear the next man up mentality so often. But that doesn't mean, you know, they should do war for football players. You know, wins above replacement for football. Tackles above replacement. You know, what kind of, how are you impacting it based off of your sub? And there was a gap there. And so Devin Bush is going to show you what that gap is also, right? Because somebody called in earlier and asked, you know, what's the difference? And they're just two different linebackers. Tremaine Edmonds, taller, has better in coverage and when drop back situations. Obviously, was leading the Bears in interceptions before he ended up getting hurt. But it was a Matt Eberflus type defense where it was cover two. They needed the middle linebacker to drop back. And I think Dennis Allen is, you know, you've seen his. His is schemed up on, you know, deception, third down, bring everybody to the line. You don't know who's blitzing. And Devin Bush, you know, can play both of those positions. He can be a guy that can stuff the run, you know, make sure on an end around he's there filling that gap, tackle for a loss. And so a little bit more explosive. His missed tackle rate is extremely low in the elite level for linebackers. And so it's going to look different, but you need that there for the Chicago Bears. You love the fact that they re-signed Braxton Jones. I mean, someone that's capable. You love Theo Benedict, but he didn't play at the tail end of the season because he's an undrafted free agent that's figuring out the game. So the fact that you got a swing tackle or a backup left tackle in Braxton Jones that has played the position and at least in a pinch, you could throw him in and it didn't cost you a ton of money. So there's good moves there. But there's still moves to be made. And, of course, all day long on 670 The Score, they got you covered. Whether it's breaking news, like when DJ Moore was traded and Layla Rahimi and Mark Grody had you covered, or if it's, you know, the Bears signing Kobe Bryant and the squad doing a great job of getting people on the show all day long, like Jen Miller, Ben Solak, and, of course, Pete Bursich to talk about the additions to the Chicago. That's going to happen here on The Score all day today. So, again, I am hanging out with you guys for a couple more minutes. It's when Dustin Rhodes is taking over with the pregame show in Mullion Hall. They got themselves a show for you today. All right, here are their guests. Of course, they got the pick six at 6 o'clock. That happens every single day. Make sure you tune in for that. Brad Biggs jumps on at 7. Coach Wants That hangs out at 8:25. I'm really excited about that one. I can't wait to hear what he said about the first wave of free agents for the Chicago Bears. And then, you know, obviously he's going to be able to look at the holes and give you his opinion as a head coach and what he would want handled via free agency and what he would want handled via the draft. And then to piggyback on that, Mike Florio, NFL insider, one of the better brains that covers the sport. He'll be hanging out with Mullion Hall at 9 o'clock to give us insights on the remaining free agents and what teams are looking to make big splashes with what names. That'll be at 9 o'clock. And then to wrap things up of the guests on Mullion Hall, they got Bruce Levine, 9:25, to talk about some baseball. Sean Sears is going to be locked into that one. I know you're going to be locked into that.
Always locked into Bruce.
Of course.
It's a wild card, man.
Your bestie right there. Big shout out to Sean Sears for handling producer duties all day today.
Oh yeah, he kicks him.
Of course, that was Neville Gallimore. Kicked somebody and got tossed out of a game. Now, we're all ready for that. That's what we're kind of doing. Sean letting you know what kind of producing he's trying to do over there. Let's see. Today's Tuesday. I will be back on The Score Wednesday from 6 to 9 p.m. And then Thursday, Friday, you can catch me on the Chicago Lead 6 o'clock with David Hall and Ruthie Polinsky. That'll be the rest of my week. And then Saturday, Chicago Fire back at home taking on DC United. I'm the in-game host. I'll see you guys there. All right. Mi gente, that means my people. Hasta la próxima. That means until next time. I am Gabe Ramirez, and this is Chicago Sports Radio 104.3 The Score. What I'll never do for a Chicago Fire promo is lick my finger, put it in the air, and go tss.